Riverway Stories, essays about our waterways and our connection to them.
I'm Kathy Wine. 1 week after floodwaters have receded and the Walk for Water Rights and Mississippi River Summit, both held to honor the rights of rivers, is a good time to talk about flood control plans for the future. Flooding is the costliest type of natural disaster in the U.S., responsible for about 90% of the damage from natural disasters. Yet aging infrastructure meant to protect is, in most places, in bad shape, and in some cases, failing. The American Society of Civil Engineers gave stormwater infrastructure in our country a D grade in 2021. While new funding is available in the Jobs Act of 2021, the planning for new infrastructure relies on historical flood patterns rather than forecasts of changing risk due to climate change. In the new bill, there is $55 billion in new spending for water infrastructure, money that is making its way to our communities. However, if we use historical data, such as high water marks and storm intensity, to determine future risk, we won't be prepared for the future. Climate change is moving those baselines. Years of satellite observations have shown that extreme wet and extreme dry conditions have increased in duration and severity. A warming atmosphere holds more moisture. So what can communities do? Incorporating climate change into infrastructure planning and developing innovative policies for better flood management is a start. Stopping construction in flood-prone areas can help too. Buyouts of frequently flooded homes to prevent rebuilding are expensive and slow, but they have been used in almost every state to avoid repeated flooding. Success depends on the effort being community-led, and the Quad Cities has had some initial success. This, then, is where recognizing the rights of the river comes in. Nature-based solutions, such as bioswales, wetlands that make room for the river, and rain gardens that could be relatively affordable, are methods to help capture rainwater, lowering flood levels, and reducing pollution at the same time. Another solution is to find sustainable funding methods like establishing local, dedicated funds supported by government grants, private donations, and small local taxes. Managed well, they could fund long-term solutions and sustainable land practices, all designed to stand up to the future. It is the fiscally responsible thing to do, and for rivers that have a right to water quality protection, the ethical thing to do.
Riverway Stories is a collaboration between River Action and WVIK, sponsored by the Singh Family Charitable Giving Fund, promoting a diverse natural ecology through education and conservation.